This is the 2013 SCAC NCAA tournament preview. Today I'm joined by Trinity University head women's basketball coach Cameron Hill. And Cameron, first of all, thanks for taking time to talk to us on a pretty short week.
It's always a pleasure, Jeff.
Cameron, talk to us about the mood of your team coming off an SCAC championship and the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament from last weekend. What's the mood like for your team as you prepare for your game tomorrow night?
You know how much fun it is when you can accomplish a goal like winning a conference tournament title. The girls are very, very happy, really, really proud of the accomplishment, and I think pretty focused on trying to keep this thing going as long as we possibly can. It's been so much fun, and I don't think anybody's ready for it to be over.
Cameron, the Tigers will play 7:30 p.m. Pacific time against host Lewis and Clark in the first round. Your team is appearing in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2008, while Lewis and Clark has been to the NCAAs for the third straight year now. How much of a factor, does experience matter when you get to this part of the season?
I don't know, man. I think that every year it comes down to who's playing best at that particular time and really in that particular game. I think that Lewis and Clark is a very, very good team. Obviously, they've had success. They've got a few very talented players. But, I mean, you know, my attitude about us is that we're a very good team as well, and we've got some talented players too. Watching them on film, there are some tendencies that are similar between our styles of play. So, really, that's on the road. A tendency for that to put a lot of pressure on them, and it allows us to play loose and confident. And, you know, I think the experience is always important, and you work hard to accomplish that, but I don't think it's going to be a determining factor in the outcome of the game.
Cameron, you talked just a second ago about hopefully you want to be playing as a team your best basketball at this point of the season. The Tigers enter this matchup on a 17-game winning streak, tied for the longest record in school history. Do you feel you're playing your best basketball, and if so or if not, where can the team improve upon in the next day and a half before the game tips off?
That's a really good question, Jeff. I think we have played our best basketball in possessions over the last several games. I don't think we've played our best game. I think we're capable of putting more of those possessions together, and I think that over the course of the season, our girls have done a good job with that. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting game. They're going to make some runs at us. I think we'll do the same, and I think it's going to come down to which team can better manage those runs. You know, when I look at their season, obviously they have a competitive conference that they play in, but the majority of their wins have been by large numbers. And when you can play them close, you know, it's interesting. I think that it's going to be hard for them to get substantial separation from us in tomorrow's game, and I think that if we just concentrate and play as hard as we possibly can, we can make this an interesting game tomorrow.
Cameron, you mentioned that the Pioneers have a number of talented players just a moment ago. Obviously, Christina Williams, I would think, has to jump out at you and your coaching staff, leading the Northwest Conference in the top 10 in a number of categories during the regular season. What sort of matchup problems does she present for your team?
You know, we've taken a total team effort approach to guarding talented players all season long. Obviously, we've done better in certain situations than others. But over the course of the season, we've gotten better and better at understanding when there's a significant threat on the floor. You know, it takes our entire team to concentrate, focus, and do a good job to defend that. Christina certainly does present those type of problems for us. But, you know, I think that as a unit, we've done a better job of rotating, and we're getting to help. We're helping the helper. I mean, all the things you hear coaches talk about. I mean, at this point in the season, I think we're doing a much better job with that. And, you know, we'll rely on our changing defenses to try to keep them off balance, and hopefully that'll be able to somehow neutralize her, you know, total package ability, because I believe that's what she has.
Cameron, obviously the Tigers had to fly all the way out to the Portland, Oregon area for this game, obviously going across two different time zones. Talk a little bit about how your team has been able to manage that, and is that a worry for you as you get ready to tip off tomorrow?
You know, I don't know if this works or not, but we try to preach to our girls that great teams are able to make circumstances irrelevant. And I think we've done that this season. I think this is another great opportunity for us to not focus on being on the road, not focus on being in another time zone. At the end of the day, it's a real simple thing. We're going to go play a game. And we've done that really well this season. And if we can do that tomorrow, I think we'll win.
Trinity University head women's basketball coach Cameron Hill and the rest of his Tigers open up the 2013 NCAA tournament on Friday evening at 7:30 Pacific time against host Lewis and Clark. Cameron, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule on such a short week, and best of luck to you and the Tigers.
Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Thank you and the SCAC for everything you've done to help us throughout the year. We're excited.